This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
And this is John Lieberman pinch hitting for Brian here on WTIC News Talk 1080. Great to have you along with us. And you just heard in Morgan's newscast moments ago, Conan O'Brien's latest comments about his belief that late night is basically going to be dead now with the upcoming cancellation of Colbert. And, you know, we had this segment planned even before Conan made his declaration. We had a segment planned about the future of late night. Is anybody still watching it, et cetera, because there's one man who knows comedy. He knows he does celebrity impersonations. He was a talk show host. Gary Allen does a little bit of everything, and Gary Allen is joining the program. Good morning to you, Gary. Thanks for waking up.
Well, good morning, John. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, my dear friend. And I didn't really hear the comments from Conan. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm not a big fan of Conan O'Brien, but he does have a point about late night. As far as I'm concerned, Jimmy Kimmel is probably the best. I used to watch the guy on NBC or CBS, you know, and I know you and I talked about this before, whether him getting knocked off the air was really legit with CBS or part of some kind of a deal. It's $40 million that they were losing at CBS, and they can't afford to keep losing $40 million a year and keep a talent on the air. And it is quite possible that Conan could be right. Maybe it is dying. Maybe people aren't really paying attention. I know people are more worried about what's going on their dinner plate and getting up in the morning and going to work or finding work than maybe staying up and watching late night humor. But there is still an audience for it. Now, it may dwindle down to one show or two shows, but there's still an audience for it to some extent. How much of an audience, we're about to find out as we enter a new world where somebody is commanding and demanding people get fired and stuff like that left and right.
Yeah, and you bring up some really good points, Gary, and I want to back up just a little bit to kind of introduce...
Well, can I do one thing, John, before I go anywhere?
Please.
I want to say hello to my sister Janet in Hartford. She lives in East Hartford. Janet, good morning to you. I hope you're doing well. Send my cookies as soon as possible, would you please?
Everybody's got a tie to Connecticut, including Gary Allen.
My dad is from my father's family's from Pequannock, so we have a big tie there with it. And We've always said that our family fortune lies in the city of Rainbow. It doesn't, but we've always joked and kidded about that.
So, Gary, I want to introduce you to our audience a little bit. You know, you did comedy for many years, potentially best known for your Leno impression. How did you get started doing Leno, since we're talking about late night? How did you even get started doing Leno? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Jay's father was an insurance salesman in the New England area, and I got to meet Jay 30 or 40, 50 years ago, I guess, when he was just a young fella, and so was I. And he and I kind of grew to know each other a little bit, although we're estranged now in a sense that I haven't talked to him in 25, 30 years. But we became friends, and I just started doing impersonations when I was in high school and in middle school, actually. My very first impression was John F. Kennedy. My mother got a hold of the Kennedy albums, and I started doing impressions. So as Jay Leno started to grow in his popularity, and just kidding around, I wasn't being serious about anything. I had no idea about anything. Show business was not my number one place I wanted to go in life. But it just kind of happened, you know, and after a while, you know, you start doing it and you get pretty good at it, you know, but I've been friends with him, and I used to see him when I lived in Las Vegas. So I guess it hasn't been that long, but I used to see him all the time in Vegas. We'd have lunch together once in a while and stuff. But, you know, my prayers do go out to him and Mavis, his wife, who's going through a very bad time right now. But he still hasn't stopped doing his comedy. He's a really a great gentleman, you know, and it's funny, Conan O'Brien on at the beginning, and now we're talking about Jay Leno. Conan badmouthed Jay something awful, and it wasn't true. None of it was true. Jay was always a company man for NBC, and when Conan's ratings went in the dumps, they said, Jay, we got to have you back. We got to get the ratings back up, because, you know, ratings are what make it go. If ratings aren't there, you're not on the air, whether it be radio, television, or otherwise. But that's how I kind of got started with it. I was friendly with him. I kind of picked up on his mannerisms. And some of his mannerisms, for some strange reason, I seem to have natural anyway. So that's how I started doing it as part of my act, along with other impersonations as well.
And I know you've worked with the great Wink Martindale as well, the legendary...
Yes.
You know,
yes,
game
the late
show.
Wink Martindale.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
The late great Wink Martindale. What was it like working with Wink, and did you ever impersonate Wink?
No, it's hard to impersonate. Wink had an interesting Tennessee twang to himself, but we did a number of radio shows together and stuff. And you know, he was best friends with Elvis Presley. He and Elvis were very good friends. As a matter of fact, Wink's widow dated Elvis for a short period of time. And I think that's how they met and then fell in love and then later got married. But Wink was one of those great gentlemen, a grand gentleman. My good friend Randy West, who did a lot of game show hosting and stuff out in California as well, knew Wink very, very well. Wink was one of the most generous, nicest gentlemen you'll ever meet. I mean, real true troopers in the business are really great people. They're kind, they're generous, they're very, very nice, and they're very humble. They're very grateful for the fan base that they have and the people that appreciate who they are. And Wink never threw around the fact that he was Wink Martindale.
So, Gary, let me ask you back to the kind of topic du jour, which is how do you think the upcoming end of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert reflects the current state of late night? And what does it say about changing viewer habits?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's in your opinion.
Well, all right, I'll give you an illustration. I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. Maybe it's because I'm much older, a different generation. Maybe I don't understand the humor so much. But there may be too many talk shows on late at night. Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and the other gentleman over on NBC, who I don't watch at all. There may be too many, three of them. You know, maybe you need to get, Stephen needs to go off and do whatever Stephen's going to do now. I guarantee you, whatever he's going to do, he's not going to be long in the unemployment line. That's for sure. You know, I mean, and then you take a look at the cable channels. They have Jon Stewart on there. The Comedy Central has stuff on late night. Other places you can go for entertainment. I think it may be just a matter of dwindling down to one show or two shows, and take it from there and see how it flies with the audience. See how the advertisers, if they stick with you, if you don't start losing a considerable amount of money. And it also depends, I'll be honest with you, in the political climate in this country. You know, we got a guy sitting somewhere who thinks he can get people fired for no reason at all just because they upset him. Well, you know, we'll see how this unfolds. This is not over. This is the beginning of the beginning with this guy. But I think late night may be saturated a little too much, and maybe it needs to be, you know, combed out a little bit, as someone used to say. And get it down to one show, maybe two shows, and be done with it.
Well, Gary, listen, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I have 10 seconds. Give me your best Jay Leno impression. 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, listen, I want to tell you, listen to Gary Allen's show on DBTV Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. It's a great show. DBTV, 7 p.m. Tuesday nights. Great show, great interviews. It's called Main Street. Go for it.
Always great to talk to Gary. Gary, thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.